The House of Arden, based on the story by E. Nesbitt, retold by Jill Alexander. Copyright Burlington Books, 2014. Chapter 1. Important News. Our story starts in 1907 in Dorset, England. Elfrida Arden, 14, and her brother Edred, 12, live with their Aunt Edith in a small house near the sea. Once their family was rich, but now they're poor. Aunt Edith must have lodgers in her house. She and the children live on the money from these people.
"I hate the lodgers," says Edred. "We must work hard to make them happy."
"Don't be negative," Elfrida says to her brother. "Let's do something fun."
"Let's have a picnic," says Edred. "Can we, Aunt Edith?"
"Yes, you can have a picnic. I can't go with you because I must see our lawyer in London,"
Aunt Edith replies.
"So be good and don't fight."
It's late afternoon and the children are tired after their long walk. They have their picnic near Arden Castle. An old man sees them and comes to talk to them.
"Do you know anything about this old castle?"
he asks the children.
"Yes," Elfrida replies. "It belongs to Lord Arden, an old uncle of our father."
The old man says,
"I'm sorry to tell you bad news, but old Lord Arden died on Tuesday. I must find Edred Arden, the new lord. He inherits the castle."
"But that's me,"
shouts Edred.
"I'm Edred Arden."
Then he adds quietly,
"My father's name is Edred Arden too. But he disappeared at sea. Maybe he's dead. We don't know."
"I'm sorry to hear that,"
says the old man.
"I'm Beale, and I worked with old Lord Arden. How old are you?"
Edred smiles and says,
"I'm 12.
"You're very fortunate,"
Mr. Beale replies.
"There's hidden treasure in Arden Castle. Lord Arden wanted to find it, but he failed. The castle and the treasure belong to you now."
"How can we find this treasure?"
the children ask.
"There's a magic spell in a poem. It's in a book in the castle,"
explains Beale.
"You must find the special poem and read it aloud to the moon. Good luck."
"Come on, Edred,"
Elfrida shouts.
"Put the things in the basket. We must go to the castle and try to find that spell."